The Lord is my light, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my light.
Hello, my friend. You barely recognize my voice, or you might not know that Greg is doing all he can to get us going again. It's a new year, and we were taking time with St. Clair, who really opens us to newness. And so, having celebrated the incarnation and moving into the fullness of each day, we realize that that's exactly why we celebrate the incarnation. Our God, who has moved into each day and every day, enfleshed among us, present to us now. You might remember, as we've done this series, so to speak, on Clair, that she and Francis first, maybe, took time before the cross that hung in San Damiano, crucifix, an ancient one. Even in his time, it was very old. And it shows us a Christ with eyes wide open, looking out upon us. In the midst of his mystery, the mystery of his dying and rising, is giving himself over to the Father. Giving himself over. And that's some of the movement of contemplation in our times together now. Sit in your cell or wherever you are. Put the whole world behind you and forget it, St. Romuald writes. Watch your thought like a good fisherman is watching the fish. And later on in his brief, beautiful, beautiful brief rule that I've quoted here before, he says, realize that above all, you are in God's presence. Stand there. Possibly you're sitting or kneeling or stretching out. Stand there with the attitude of one who stands before the emperor. Empty yourself completely and sit waiting, content with the grace of God, like a chick who tastes nothing, eats nothing but what his mother gives him. So you and I begin to walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, as Francis would encourage us. And Claire did, Romuald before them, and Thomas Merton as well. So we have many spiritual teachers, and we might call them, as Larry Cunningham in a beautiful book, Merton's spiritual master. But they are, because they fumble, fall, and find their way up again. In today's gospel, in Mark, Jesus' family goes after him because they say he's out of his mind. And of course, that's what we do when we enter into meditation. When we stand or sit before the cross, when we gaze, consider, contemplate, and imitate the four movements or quadrants of Clara's contemplative call out to Agnes of Prague, and now to us, to, as Romuald would tell us in his reflection on sitting in our cell, that we'd be present to what's there. And what is fundamentally present to us is this radical incarnation of God abiding with us. Now, the Spirit sent upon us, in us, among us, shaping us, calling us to new life. All of this is the unfolding of that radical mystery of Christ dying and rising. We as Christians see it in this light, in this place, in this person of Christ. Merton, when he was a youth, a traveler too, an itinerant, much like Romuald in that regard, and Claire in her own right, it took her a while to be able to be settled. It wasn't that she wasn't settled. It sounds like there was an incredible clarity that goes right with her name, a light in her from the beginning that was taking her through life to others and to a depth relationship with God. And in this beautiful movement, each one of them, certainly Francis included, and you and I now possibly, are looking for, gazing, traveling to be with the one who has traveled, so to speak, to be with us. One simple story I'll return to as we enter into a series on Merton later on is his, as a late teenager, being in Rome by himself and going into the great church, ancient church of Cosmas and Damian, and walking in the doorway and being taken over, his breath almost taken out of him by standing there and looking up at the iconic image of Christ, cosmic Christ, over the entranceway. Images speak to our hearts. Imagos open us to imagination, to that which is present beyond what we can see and hear and touch. And so you and I sit here with our inner senses coming alive, as Claire did, gazing, as Merton did, considering. He went away troubled, and we'll talk about that another time. Troubled in the best sense of the word, not necessarily burdened, but confused. If his family showed up, they would have said, "Tom's mad. He's gone a little crazy." And I think you and I know we do. That's why it's good to step aside and feel this movement within ourselves and be free to it, as Romuald would say. Sit waiting. Waiting content. Content with the grace of God. Considering, as Claire would say. Opening to the constellation of the stars, considere, letting them twinkle in the darkness of a night or in the world. There is light, and it will overcome the darkness. We often hear and listen to, there's no darkness will overcome that light. And as we consider that, we begin to have a deep sense of contemplation. It's really a matter of giving our will over, but that's barely a conscious reality. As we've gazed and considered something, oh, all of a sudden we're sort of just sitting there, possibly breathing, maybe a simple mantra that helps you, or the mandala, the image of the cross, the crucified one. Whatever takes us up and out of ourselves places us in an open space. A clear and open space, as Robert Lack says in his beautiful poem, The Circus of the Sun. For in Romuald's life and in Francis's life, in Claire's a bit differently, and certainly in Merton's life, this gazing, this being bowled over, taken over, filled up by an image, an imago, an experience, tender and gentle and maybe not dramatic at all, of the incarnation that takes us a little further into further consideration. And then this moment of, or this whole thing being a contemplative time, we begin to follow. We step up, we stand up, we walk into the day, back into our relationships, out to make our breakfast or check on supper and see how it's going, or go back to work, or open the door of our car and proceed to wherever we are going with an open heart, a heart open by gazing, considering, contemplating this wonder. No idea. But God's own movement becomes ours, which is love. And we follow it, and we live it. We imitate it. We go after it. We follow it, almost like Jesus in Mark's gospel. He's out of his mind. And so, with hearts full, we go out to the world. My friends, my sisters and brothers, may this new year already be offering you your own images and a sense of presence. And may especially the quiet, the gentle moments we try to share, expand within us our capacity to hear, see, and follow, to gaze, consider, and imitate, to sit before, to be with, to be here, to be still and know that God is with us. To be still and know. To be still. To be. To be about our Father's work in the world. Blessings for these new days and our entrance into the new year and the unfolding of Claire, which helps us move out and listen to others who will teach us paths of peace and light in the service of others. Ways of the gospel of good news. This is Dan Riley greeting you again and glad to be with you and Greg Lecamelli and the whole Mountain community, sharing these moments from wherever we are so that all things may be made new.
I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.